Vanessa SS, and I'm an addict. Shaking the lights, so I'm real nervous. Okay, that's good. I'm here to speak on the eighth step that we made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make a list of all the people we have harmed, right? Willing to make amends to them all, because a lot of people have to make amends to. But when I first went over this step, I didn't really want to do it because I was thinking about how I have to, you know, tell the people what I did wrong and admit to them. I was on the ninth step instead of doing the eighth. Because the eighth just say make a list. It didn't say, but I was looking, you know, forward to the next step. I never thought I did a lot of harm to people. And I never thought that I harmed myself. And my sponsor told me to put my name at the top of the list. I never thought I really harmed too many people, and that I felt guilty about a lot of things I did before I was messed up and when I became an addict. I felt guilty about it, and I carried that for a long time until I started doing work. And yeah, I felt guilty because my mother left us. I thought it was my fault. I felt guilty because I had a sister and a brother that was younger than me. I was there for them until I had children and started hustling. I wasn't there. I made a lot of promises that I'll be there till graduation. I'll be there to do that. And I didn't make it. So even all through this process of recovery, I always felt guilty about that. And I always tried to make up for that. So I did have to put my name on the top. And I tried to make amends to some of my family, my sister, my brother, by being all right with them today. They know I'm not that person no more. I could show up. I give things at my house every year. And one of the reasons I do is because I know that some people don't have anybody. And because I'm making amends to now I could show up for other people. I could help other people. When I was using, I didn't have time to do that. I gave them money, but I didn't give them no time, including my children. So I had to put my children on the list also. I knew they was going to be on the list. But I also was scared to do that. Because I didn't know how they was going to react. I didn't know if they was going to accept that, you know, I wasn't there, I'm sorry. You know, a lot of times when y'all needed me at the end, when y'all was teenagers, I was fucked up. I was using. So it was hard. I didn't really want to do this step, period, because of all that stuff I felt. But they said, just make a list. I keep forgetting that. You know, just make the list. You don't have to do nothing else but make the list. Well, my first list only had 9 people. And my sponsor said, that's it? I said, that's it? 9 people. You know, my mother, my sister, my brother, some other people. And that's it. Because first of all, I come from an era where you don't make no amends. I don't know nothing about, oh, I'm sorry what I did to you. Fuck you. No, that's how I came up. You know, you hurt me, I'm hurting you back. And let me tell you about who I really am. You could do something to me today, and I'm like, don't think I ever forgot to, I'm waiting for you. That's what I do. You know, I've gotten better, but I will wait for your ass to slip up, be somewhere, talk, whatever, and I'm a boom, 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 boom. And I'm going to get you back. I hold grudges. Yeah, I hold them. You will not hurt me and think that you can smile and grin around. I smile, but I'm going to get you, and I'm going to try to hurt you. I don't care who's in, not physically. Mentally, I hurt you with my mouth. My mouth is a weapon. I'll let you have it. I've gotten a little better, but it is a weapon. And that's how I came up. You couldn't, to me, that was a form of defeat. That, you know, I'm letting you know I'm sorry. You don't let nobody chalk it up to the game or whatever. You know what you did to me, now you got to get it back. That's how it will go. But I had to come in here and, change my way of thinking. Stop judging people, because I judge a lot of people. How they do that? Oh, I would never do that. Even in the street I did it, and I did it when I came in here. And I had to apologize to somebody that we real close today, because I judged them so bad. Talked about them and judged them. How the fuck they doing that in this program? Yeah, but that's terrible. call the world. Could we get this person out of here? What could we do? People in Brooklyn know, you know, we was calling the world and looking at traditions, and she's violating this and she's violating that. And some years later, I end up doing the same shit. A little different, but I end up doing the same shit. So I had to apologize to her in front of all y'all. That was new for me. I never would have done that. Never. I don't give a fuck about what's wrong. You ain't gonna know I'm wrong. I never apologize. That's how I was, but I changed. And I realized that I have to stop judging. Now, I talk too. I'm gonna tell everything I do. I don't lie. When I get up here, I get very honest. I talk about every motherfucking body. Just like everybody else do. Don't think they don't talk about me. And I didn't know that was causing harm, because I did it secretively. I didn't, you know, say it out loud. I would just, come here, let me tell you, girl. Did you hear? Yeah, I heard. Did you hear any more? No, seriously, I know people say I don't gossip. Maybe y'all don't. I can't say that. I ain't gonna judge. I just said that. Y'all might. But I try to get a little better. And I try not to harm people. But gossiping, they said, is harmful. But I didn't think that way. I thought, you know, if I talk to somebody about you or whatever, but you did, maybe they could help you. You know, I'm rationalizing shit. Like, maybe if I talk to your friend could tell you what's going on, and you know you'll be better. Which is bullshit. Yeah, bullshit. So I did harm to my children. I did harm to myself. I thought I was a victim because drugs did it. Really crack, because I was okay with dope and sniffing cocaine and drinking alcohol. It was really the crack that fucked me up. You know, I was in denial about a lot of stuff. And then I hustled for a living. You know, I had a job at one time, but I liked the nightlife. You know, I was attracted to that life. And my sponsor said I had to put down society. I didn't do nothing to them. Understand why I had to put them society. Those motherfuckers locked me up every time I got up. I did something. No, for real, I didn't think I had to make amends to nobody's society. I didn't do anything wrong. They wanted to go out. I sold something and they had the money and we went in the house. I didn't have sex on the street. Even though people lived on those blocks, we went in the house and we did what we had to do, and it was a fair exchange. I didn't think that I did anything wrong. You know, I mean, they had prostitution before I came out. It was okay. So, and I didn't rob tricks because I couldn't see. I might beat them a little bit, but I couldn't pickpocket. I wasn't a pickpocket. I couldn't do that. So I didn't think I did anything wrong to society, but I had to realize that I wouldn't want nobody to sell a pussy where I live at. That's why I had to come to terms with a lot of stuff. I don't even want to make a noise in front of my house. Could y'all please stop? I did a lot of shit. I did that. Dates, okay, trick. The police. I had to put the police off. Now, why would I have to make amends to the fucking police? If anybody here cops? Because I don't even like them. No, for real. So I don't care what color they was. I wasn't prejudiced. I don't like no police, okay? But they said I had to make amends. So now, that's another thing we're doing this step, that I thought I had to do everything right away. And I was saying, well, I'm not going to look at this because I'm going to have to rectify it or make amends to them. But I don't in the eighth step. I don't have to do it. Just write it down and be aware of who out my character defects on that and know that I got to change it. So then I became willing, a little bit more willing to put a little bit more people's names down there. And not Lorenda, don't start. So I was willing to do that. And I said that because I've been clean now 29 years, right? Look, I made amends in my own way. I don't have to go to the people. I don't sell pussy no more. I stopped doing that. I wanted to when I first came here. But I didn't look that good and I stopped. I really didn't. They wasn't looking at me too much at the end no more. So I realized that I made amends because I stopped hustling, right? I stopped hustling. I made amends to society because I got a job, right? Okay. I ain't gonna talk about too much about that with society. I think that was it. I got a job. That was, and I stayed on my job. I retired 2 years ago, 25 years on my job. So I learned that I can make amends without going to the people, because I thought I had to go to the police and go to people. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Sell a Pussy on Your Block. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah, so I made amends in my own way. You know, I learned I could do it in my own way, not to do some of the things I did before. I just talked to my son. He's in jail, right? And I said to him, he would say, Mom, I'm proud of you, blah, 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 blah. You know, I love you. Without you, I can't. You know, I would be, they all say that in jail, so I already know that. Anyway, so I said to him, you know, I'm sorry that I wasn't there when you all really needed me. When you all was teenagers. I was there all before that. I raised them, they went to school. I slipped my bag of dope and I went to open school and I did all that. And it came to a point I couldn't do that no more. Especially when crack came out. And they was hustling. There was nothing I could do. They was hustling. I could have, but I was messed up in the drugs. So I asked him, I'm sorry, and I apologized. And he said to me, Ma, don't worry about it. I'm proud of you today and I see how you accomplished this. It was hard for me to do that, just like 2 weeks ago. And I was glad I was on the phone, though. I didn't have to look him in the face, but I did it. So it's all different ways of making amends, and I had to learn that. And my other son, he calls me now. He always was cool, but I never got to tell him. I was just frightened that they would reject me if I tell them. They don't know about me being a prostitute. Now, they might know because somebody might have told them, but they didn't see me in the bed with nobody. So I thought that I was a good mother. Because they didn't see me turning no tricks. But they know that we wasn't sitting at the dinner table when I came home from work and had a job and say, okay, now we're going to talk about what you want to be when you grow up. I never did that. They had food, clothes, and that was it. We ain't do no talking, and I wasn't raised like that. So I made amends a lot of ways just by being this program and this fellowship has helped me so much. I knew about a God. I was angry with God. I had to make amends to him. Because I realized that things happened, it wasn't my fault. I had to make amends because my mother left. How fucking dare you? I was never making amends to her. But she came to all my anniversaries. And then when I did some work on myself, I realized that I wasn't a great mother neither. So I had to make amends to her. And I did it at one of my anniversaries. I told her how I loved her. She just started crying. This step, like I said, a lot of people I haven't done nothing to. A lot of people in this fellowship, I done did some shit to. You know, not real shit, but you know, I talk about you real bad. I want to fight. I can't fight. My knees hurt. You know, I'm like 64. I'm real old. I don't know why I think I can still fight. I curse people out. You know, people could do things to me and don't know they did it. And I be sitting there. Find a way, I'm gonna get this motherfucker back. Yeah, I see somebody here now that I don't like. A couple of them. A couple of them. Yeah, that did some shit. You know, let me tell you, you can have something at your house and don't invite me. You know, I don't say nothing, right? I said, I'm gonna get this bitch back. But she didn't invite me. Oh, so now I know how she really feels. Now the people could have just had an oversight. Why am I so upset? You know, I'm going to get them back. But let me tell you what the program has done for me. When I give affairs and I give cookouts every year, people come to my house that have stuff and never invited me. But you know what? I know I changed because I don't even say nothing. Come on in. Did you bring something? No, some soap, some water, food? Did you bring something? And just have a ball. So I know in my own way I learned how to make amends. I learned how to make amends. I know I'm overactive, so you know I'm outspoken. I don't mean to hurt people's feelings, but I have to learn, sometimes I do, but I have to learn to stop that. I have to catch myself. Because I think it's okay, you know, to read people. You know, especially if they did something to me, fuck them. I can say the fuck I want to say, you know, but I can't. So it was really hard for me just to write a list. I got so many people now. I thought I only did harm to a couple of people. I harmed society, the police, my mother, my father. Let me tell you who else. I used to, who said me over there? I used to, like I said, hustle in the daytime. And I was young. And I was on the corner of Pacific and 4th Avenue. And I had on some hot pants, and I had a bathing suit on. The top, the back was all, I thought was real cute. And I was standing on the corner, and that was in the daytime. I forgot the unemployment agency was right there. And I just told the story, because I forget a lot of things that happened when I was active. And my uncle saw me. And he said, "Oh my God, oh Jesus, what are you doing out here?" I said, "Shh." Because it was the whole show, you know. And I'm standing posing. Now my father is African, so they're real strict anyway. Like, "Oh Jesus, why are you here? Lord have mercy." He made a big scene. I'm saying, "What the fuck is wrong with him? Just be quiet. I'm gonna get in the cab right now. Look at you." So I got in the cab. Now all these years I knew that happened, right? And I never thought nothing of it. But I shamed my family. I shamed my uncle. I thought that he was just mad because I was selling pussy. Yeah, he probably was buying pussy because a lot of them did. But he probably was down there and saw me. But he was upset and hurt because he saw me hustling. I never thought of that. I never thought that I harmed him. I thought I just harmed myself. I ain't harmed him. He ain't got nothing to do with it. But I did. And I shamed my father. I went to Catholic school. My father was a merchant marine. He had so many dreams and hopes for me that I did not want. I did not want. Some people think maybe because they was raised a certain way. No, I was raised okay. I didn't want that. And I really shamed my father. I don't know if he died. When he was got older, I was clean before my father died. And he said, "Oh, you all right? Are you still messing with that stuff?" I just laughed. He got to be joking. I wouldn't even be home. But he wouldn't see me if I was still messing around. But he kind of understood that I wasn't that person no more. My mother understood I wasn't that person no more. My kids forgive me. I have countless of people that I have never known how to make amends to. People in the fellowship. People out of the fellowship. People that was in the street with me. That I was switching drugs or somebody I had a fight with that I had to defend myself to show I wasn't a punk and cut them in the face. I seen that girl. That happened in the 70s. But she cut me first. I didn't say that part right. She cut me first, but it was my fault. She had some drugs. She had some blow. We always turned each other on, and I asked her for a blow. She said, "Oh no, this is my personal," and closed it up. I couldn't believe it. We share all the time. Now you want to fold up shit? I understand that. So what I did, I went to snatch at it, and when I went to snatch it, she cut me. Whoop! I didn't even feel it. It was a razor cut until I saw the blood swinging all over. So you know, I tried to fight her, and I couldn't. She cut my whole fucking top up. I'll never forget that. But the next day, I came down to do something to her, and she was with somebody that I didn't know who she was, and they told me to leave that alone. Somebody told me rock her to sleep. Now that was the expression that I lived with up until today. Rock her to sleep. When they least expect you gonna get them, that's what you come for. That's how I was brought up. That's why this step was a lot for me. And that's what I did. I rocked her to sleep until she, you know, forgot all about it. And when I did grab her, I grabbed her and I was able to cut her back. That's how I lived. That's how we lived in the street. Not everybody, but I was able to get her back, and I cut her back. And I didn't see that girl no more for a long time. And I went on a boat ride that John Kay gave in Manhattan, and I was with my husband. And I seen her, and I said, "Oh my God." I was so scared. I said, "That bitch gonna kill me." I was so scared. Because now I'm clean. You know, I'm clean. I ain't that person. I wasn't really bad then. I just had to act like I was bad, but she ain't fuck with me no more. But I was scared. I said, "Oh God, oh God." And she had the scar on her face. And I went and got my husband. I said, Greg, look who's over here. He said, "Oh, she spotted us." She said, "Oh, Vanessa, Greg." I said, "Oh God." I was so scared. But she had changed and was in this program before me. And she hugged me. I was scared to death. The whole boat ride, I didn't move. I stayed in one spot. Think they gonna catch me on guard. All that hot shit. I sat in one spot, okay? And that was it. I said, I'm not doing no more boat rides. I'm not doing no more functions because I was scared. I don't know who I might see in this motherfucker. But, yeah, I'll never forget that. But she had changed. So things like that helped me to change in here. You people helped me to change. When you accept me for who I am, some of you all tell me off like, Jerry, Vanessa, you know that's not right. She gets me so fucking sick. I know it's not right, then I say, okay, you got it. But there used to be a time I wouldn't do that. I didn't like, I left my home, my husband died here. We was together 20 years in the street and in here. And when I came back after he died in 94. I had 7 years clean, he had five. I was fucked up. So I left my home group, and when I came back to my home group, there was some new people there. And it was a person there that, oh, that he just knew everything. He knew everything. I said, who the fuck is he? Running all around, walking all around, and telling people, yeah, you got to do this and that. Who in the fuck is he? And how much time do he have? So I didn't like him. I didn't like him. He didn't like me. And I didn't give a fuck. And every week we had it. I don't know what happened that we ended up being all right. We were right today. He's really sitting in front of me. I don't know what the fuck happened. Maybe I changed. But he was always the same person. He's really, you know, you got to get to know people. I had to learn how to make amends like that. To get to know people that I don't like. That's what they told me. They said sometimes people that you don't like, maybe they have the same thing that you got in you that they have in them. I never believed that was bullshit. I've never heard that shit before, and I wasn't listening to it. That is a bunch of bullshit. No, I don't like them because of their personality, how they act. But who the fuck am I? I had to realize people don't like me. Oh, you know, Vanessa always saying something smart out her fucking mouth. That's what they used to say. They still say that. You see everybody's laughing right now. Y'all won't be invited to the next cookout. I see all of them. But let me say something. Being willing to make a list, I had to realize that I did not have to work on it. It is not the ninth step. I don't have to work on anything. Put everybody's name on the list. Everybody. So my list went from 9 people, I think, to like 29. Yeah, it might be more. I'm still working. I'm a work in progress. But I learned that I could make a list. I don't have to worry about how. Because some people you can't go back and make amends to. Some people is dead. So I don't have to do that. When I get to that ninth step, then I worry about that shit. But in the eighth step, I just got to make a list of people I harmed. Even people that I think I didn't harm. Because a lot of times I didn't think I did a lot of harm to people. That's how it goes. That's how the game goes. That's how, you know, the street, the game goes. I did something to you, you know, I got over, you got over, fuck it. Today, I realize that people do things to me, and I see them, and I hug them. I never would have did that before. So I know I've changed. I try to accept people for who they are, and don't judge people, because I'm very judgmental. I am. And I learned that from my character defects. I'm very judgmental. I'm outspoken. And when I'm outspoken, I try to do harm. It ain't like I just be outspoken. Just I want to do harm, and I'll make sure. Look, I'm in the area. I read the whole. If you make a mistake, I read the whole concepts, every goddamn thing at home. I line them up, put them down on paper, memorize them. When I come to the area, I'm gonna blow you up. I'm gonna let you have it. How dare you? Now who got energy? Why do I have that much energy to get somebody there? Something's wrong with that. I could be looking for a man or some money or do something. I'm sitting at home trying to bite every fucking thing down because somebody ain't do something I ain't like. That's crazy. And that's what I do, and I be ready. I come to edge, I got all my shit in my arms. Alright, let's see what the fuck she got to say. That's crazy. And that's what I do. That's what, and I'll be happy. You would think I was coming, I had a man or something. The fuck? So I'm learning to kind of be quiet. But let me tell you what I do. I be quiet and I tell the next person, look, get on this. And I sit down like this. So I think I've gotten better when I do shit like that. I really think it's not gotten better. I'm not doing it. Everybody look at me, or I have nothing to say. That's what I do. That's what I'm trying to change. I'm being honest. Oh, they said wrap it up, please.
I'm gonna be nice. I'm not gonna put you on this. I know that. I'm gonna be very nice. Yeah.
So, making a list and be willing to make amends of people that I have harmed. And that's what I'm trying to do. And because I have 29 years does not mean that I have done everything and I'm perfect. I go on a step, I do a little bit, I think it's done, I go on to something else, come back. But that keeps me here. I do not think I'm great. I am. I just be who I am. I know I can't do anything right unless I be honest about who I am. Honesty is the best thing. And I've learned on each of these steps that I've learned how to become honest about something. And sometimes I might fall off track, but somebody will come catch me or whatever and I'll come back on. And if I harmed anybody, I want to thank this area for asking me to share. If I harmed anybody in recovery, do not come up to me when this is over. Do not put me on your list. But you know what? I'm glad to be a Narcotics Anonymous. I'm glad to be who I could be, who I am, and be honest and continue to grow. And if you're new, just stay here, keep coming, and thanks for letting me share.